This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 30, the purifying power of God's Word. Our reading comes from John chapter 17. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Psalm 119:9. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. Years ago, when parents told their children to wash their dirty faces, they might have said, "Cleanliness is next to godliness." That saying is not in the Bible, but it may have come from some ancient Jewish teachers. The Bible equates godliness not with scrubbed skin, but with pure hearts. The author of Psalm 119 asks, "How can a young person stay on the path of purity?" And his answer is the core teaching of this psalm, by living according to God's word. But honestly, how can we do that? As most people will admit, having a pure heart is a difficult challenge. In fact, the Bible says this is out of reach for us. Our hearts are deceitful, self-absorbed, and disobedient. We need help. In his mercy, God sent his son Jesus so that he could forgive us our sins and create pure hearts in us. In John 17, Jesus prays that his followers will be sanctified through himself and through the truth of God's word. And the Holy Spirit of God will provide us understanding and power to endure in this purifying process. So, as both Jesus and the psalmist affirm, purity of the heart is strengthened and encouraged by truth found in God's word. The purifying process begins with knowing Jesus, and it continues daily as we grow in knowledge and grace. Continue this process today as you reflect on God's word. Pray with me. Help us to long for your word, Lord. Preserve our lives in your righteousness. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.